We are a publisher of a portfolio of apps for children, primarily aimed at between ages 18 months and about 7 years old. People will know us from the brands that we work with, like The Very Hungry Caterpillar from Eric Carle, Elmo from Sesame Street, and Chuggington.
You've got some big names in your portfolio. Some of the other, I don't know whether to call them aggregators, have got some similar names. Do you find sometimes that you've got competing brands or the same brand in two places?
We try to avoid licensing what we would call saturated brands. There are some licensors out there, who I won't name, who will be happily license their IP to all comers to develop a product. And the result is a lot of low-quality product. We try to take a specific slice of a license, so the interactive book rights, for example. So if we look at Budge Studios, we both work up with Chuggington. Budge create the games, we create the interactive books, and those apps cross-promote each other to an extent. If you search, for example, for something like Hello Kitty, you'll find that there are probably more than 15 Hello Kitty applications out there. So you find yourself competing with other clients of your licensors.
You start with kids at 18 months. What can you bring to a child of 18 months?
We don't deliberately target children that are 18 months old. In fact, of course, it's very, very hard to reach demographic, but we do find that parents will discover our products and put them in front of very young children. So applications, for example, like our My Very Hungry Caterpillar is a game that has absolutely no text in it whatsoever and can be used by a very, very young child, and a very young child will be entertained by that application. So I would say that our sweet spot in terms of our audience is in the 3 to 6 year old space, where children are aware of brands, aware of characters, and just have this fantastic capacity for learning. They would be who we would target, or rather the parents of them we would target.
How do you do that? I mean, the great problem that I see is the ability to realize that your audience is actually the child, but your target is the parent. So you're marketing to one entity with two heads. How do you actually get around? How do you do that?
It's a really good question. We always say, look, our consumer is the child, our customer is the parent. And how can we build an experience that will bridge our consumer and our customer, and that's creating a shared family experience? There's nothing more powerful than the laughter of a child to engage a parent, and for a parent to feel gratified that they have something in front of their child that their child is enjoying, their child is learning from, and parents will often then come back and purchase additional products because of that experience.
And additional products in the same franchise?
We span books and learning games. We find that we will get emails from our super fans where they send us a screen grab of their iPad and they've got every single Story Toys application, and then we'll find that some will go for our classic series of Grimm's Tales, so they'll get Rapunzel and Hansel and Gretel, and then some are just interested in our Very Hungry Caterpillar app. So it's hard to measure specifically because there are very, very big concerns around privacy and tracking of user data under the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, or COPPA as it's commonly referred to as. So it's very hard for us to measure exactly what applications in any given family or that on any given child's iPad, but we know there's a strong commonality, and certainly we tend to cross-promote our apps. So when a user sees one of our apps, we will always just pop up a little message to say, look, have you tried this one? The child can't purchase it, the parent has to purchase it, but just to make them aware of other things that we do.
You mentioned the old fairy tales. Is there still room for some of these rather sad or rough stories like from the Grimm brothers, or do they have to be made more PC?
We've developed a whole series of applications based on the Grimm brothers. We did withdraw one from sale, not because of any content, but it was our first app out, and the quality wasn't great compared to our second app. We have had complaints. I mean, we've tried to stay true to the original stories. For example, in our version of Red Riding Hood, the wolf dies. People object to the wolf dying. The wolf is supposed to die. It's a Grimm Brothers fairy tale. In other applications, we've actually softened things up a little bit. Like, for example, Hansel and Gretel. We've just softened it to suit the market. But you can't suit everybody. We find that in the original market, Germany, we do get complaints about the fact that we've made it too soft and children need to learn the hard lessons.
Do you think that there's still more of these old stories to mine to bring to kids? I mean, I was thinking of Struwwelpeter, which I read as a child, you know, the shock-headed Peter.
Yeah, a shock-headed Peter. Now, you've given me an idea there. I'll have to do my research on the App Store. We do find that the classic IP, the public domain IP, is quite a saturated market. And when we launched our second application, Rapunzel, if you search for Rapunzel, there were three applications. If you search for Rapunzel now, there's probably 300 Rapunzel applications. So I think you'll find, at varying degrees of quality, of course, pretty much everything has been covered. And, you know, if there's room, well, you know what, we're not focusing on the classic stories anymore, but I know that those companies like Nosy Crow are still making a very good business out of it.
Is there, in this world of brands, so this big world of brands with instantly recognizable names like Disney and Dora and Pooh, is there room for more?
I think we have, including Disney and you know, and Nickelodeon, I think, and PBS as well. I think these companies have built a strategy that incorporates applications. Is there room for new entrants? Of course there is. I think Toca Boca is a great new entrant in this space. It is it's a household name in families that have iPads. So they've built a great name for themselves. Budge have built a good name for themselves. They're not Disney scale companies yet, but they're certainly giving the bigger guys a good run for their money and being quite competitive in the App Store charts. So I guess the question is, you know, do they then expand into other media franchises to the extent, expand into film or TV or books? You know, Disney's a very old company. These companies are quite new. The applications, the technology is quite new. We just don't know what the market will be like in 30 years' time. Maybe Toca Boca will be the biggest children's media company on earth by then.
It is extremely difficult to get ink. It's extremely difficult to get visibility. And yet you sort of think, this is America. If you really try, if you've really got a good product. I mean, I kept hearing today, if you build it, they will come. Well, no, that's not true.
You're right. That's not true. And I tend to return to a phrase that's very popular, or has been, maybe it's past its peak, in the startup community, which is the concept of growth hacking. You have to, building the product is the start of the journey. Maybe it's just 20% of the effort that you need. You then have to engage with your audience through social media channels, through connections within this industry. This is still a very, very small industry. People are happy to collaborate and share information, share techniques. I think there is definitely scope to make a successful new product. We see new breakouts in this space all of the time. It's just a lot of hard work. The launching your application on the App Store is the start of the process, not the finish of the process. The process really is, how do you get it into the hands of users? And that is by directly engaging with those users, with those parents, through mom blogs, through Twitter, through Facebook, and trying to build your audience that way.